Hilchos Melicha, Shir 1. We discussed in the last shir that in order to eat meat, it must be salted before cooking it, in order to remove the blood found in the meat. If it's cooked, the blood will go out of the meat, and once it leaves the meat, it's aser. It will then go back into the meat through the cooking, and now the meat is aser. So before we go into Sif Aleph, let's discuss how salt affects meat. We will learn in Siman Tzadik Aleph and Siman Kuf Hei that if you salt non-kosher meat and kosher meat together, the tastes of the non-kosher meat will go into the kosher meat. This is because of a rule known as Maliach Kuroiseach. Salting has the same effect as the heat of roasting. Therefore, just like if I roast non-kosher meat together with kosher meat or any other food, the taste of the non-kosher will go into the kosher meat. So too by salting, it has the same din. If you salt non-kosher meat together with kosher meat, mi'ikur hadin, the kosher meat will be aser ei kedei klipa. A pill's worth of the meat must be removed. So now, according to this, the Chavos Das has a few questions on the first few sifim in Siman Samech Tes. The first question is that we'll see in Sif Beis that the Mechaber brings two opinions whether meat that was salted without being washed, what's the din? The first opinion says it could be re-salted and it's mutter, and the second opinion says that even if it's washed and re-salted, it is still usser. And the Mechaber does not say that according to the second opinion it's only usser a klipa. So it seems that it's aser kuloi, that the whole piece is aser. So the question is why, since we learned that Meliach Kareseach will only aser a piece kadei klipa. The second question is, the Ramah also in Sif Beis says that if meat was not washed and salted, if the 60 in the piece against the surface blood, the piece would be mutter. So the question is that the Ramah holds in Siman Tzadik Aleph and Siman Kuf Hei that even though Me'ikur Hadin salting will only transfer blias from one piece to another, Kadei Klipa, but since by a fatty piece the din is that if a fatty Isser is salted with another piece of meat, the Isser will spread into the other piece of meat into the whole piece. And therefore the whole piece is Usser if there's not 60 against the non-kosher. The Ramah holds that today we're not bekiyim, experts to differentiate what is shamin, what's fatty, and what's kochosh, lean, and therefore in all pieces that are iser and heter are salted together, we'll need 60 in the heter against the iser. However, even if there is 60, still a klipa is needed in the place that they touched. So over here as well, and out in Sif Beis, even if the 60 against the surface blood in the piece, you should still need a klipa. The Chavos Das is a third question that we'll see in Sif Chof, that if you cut a piece of meat before all the blood comes out, that the piece can be washed and re-salted. The question is that we see in our Sif that if you cut a piece of meat, blood comes to the surface. So the question is, why doesn't this blood that's on the surface answer the meat? Since now this meat is meal of being salted, it's considered hot, so it should aser the piece, and you should need at least a klipa. Why does Ramah say that the piece can be washed and re-salted? Therefore, the Chavos Das, based on the Taz and Siman Ayin, makes a distinction between the heat of the salt and the nature of the salt. The resichus, Meliach Kuroseach, which is the heat of the salt, and the Teva, the nature of the salt. Each one has its own dinim. The nature of salt is that it has a drawing power. That's how salt draws out the blood of the meat. So now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly is this nature? Is this nature only that it can draw out blood of the meat? Or is the nature of salt that not only can it draw out blood from meat, It can also absorb blood into the meat. So according to the Rosh, salt will only take out blood from meat, but it will not absorb blood into the meat. According to the other Poskim, blood can both draw out blood from the meat and can absorb blood into the meat. The nefkamina, the difference between these two opinions, we'll see in Siman Ayin, Sif Aleph. What happens if meat is salted twice? If you salt meat to take out the blood, and a little while later, you put on more salt. We'll see exactly how this works out later on. The second thing that salt does is it has the din of being hot. So now, even according to those that hold that salt can both draw out and put into the meat, however, it won't do both simultaneously. It will either draw out blood or put in blood, but it won't do it both at the same time. However, the heat of salt can absorb taste into the meat. However, we have the rules that we've discussed at the end of last year, that Aydi de Torad le Miflat loy bola, or Aydi de Yiflat dam de day Yiflat masha bola. These rules come into play by the heat of the salt. The heat of salt, if blood is coming out, then Aydi de Yiflat dam loy bola, if blood is coming out, the heat of the salt will not be able to put blood into the meat. And if blood does get absorbed into the meat through the heat of salt, we can say that the blood that's still in the meat will draw out the blood that it absorbed. The exception is dam be'ein, blood that from the veins, if it falls on the meat, it will be absorbed through the heat of the meat even if blood is coming out. So therefore, we can answer the questions of the Chavistas. The first question was, according to the Mechaber, who holds that heat of salt will only aser a klipa, why does he say over here, v'yesh oisrim and stiv beis, that seems to be the whole piece? That's because he's referring to the nature of salt. That according to the yesh oisrim, salt can both take out blood and put in blood, and in a case where you didn't wash the meat and you salt it, the blood on the surface will go into the meat since the salt is not yet drawing anything out. So immediately the salt will absorb the blood on the surface into the meat. And the nature of salt is that it can absorb, just like it can take out all the blood from the meat, it can also absorb blood into the whole piece of meat. It's only by the heat of salt that it can only aser a klipa. But the nature of salt, according to those that hold that it will absorb blood into the meat, it can absorb blood into the whole piece. The second question was, according to the Ramah, why don't you need to take off a klipa if there's 60 against the surface blood? The answer is that, again, we're talking about the nature of salt, which can absorb blood into the meat. And the nature of salt is that it absorbs it throughout the whole piece, and not that it absorbs it in a klipa. The third question was, if you cut a piece of meat before all the blood comes out, why don't you say that now new surface blood is on the piece in the place where it was cut, and this surface blood will go into the meat? That's because, since now the meat is being salted, so it cannot simultaneously draw out blood and absorb blood. And as far as the heat of the salt, we said that the heat of the salt will not have an effect while the blood is coming out. Therefore, if the meat is cut, it can be washed and resalted. Now we can understand the difference between the Rosh and the other poskim that we mentioned before. If meat is salted, and then more salt is added later on, so if there's still blood or tzir coming out of the meat, so nothing will get absorbed. However, if you wait until after all the blood and tzir comes out, which can be either 12 hours or 24 hours, and then you add more salt, so according to the Rosh, that salt will only draw out blood and not absorb blood into the meat, Therefore, the second salting will not have an effect on the meat. But according to the other poskim who hold that salt can both draw out blood and put blood into the meat, so while blood or tzir is coming out, it won't aser because it can't do both simultaneously. But if you wait until all the blood and tzir can come out, so now the salt is not taking out blood from the meat, so if I salt it again, the salt will absorb the blood on the surface that was already drawn out back into the meat. The Chavos Das says that even though, according to the Rosh, the nature of salt is that it will not cause blood to go into the meat, and therefore, even after 24 hours, it should be mutter. However, the heat of the salt will cause the blood on the surface that came out through salting to go into the meat, and therefore, the meat will be usher, even according to the Rosh, a klipa. Now, let's go on to Hadacha Rishona. Before salting meat, one must wash the meat. Now, the question is why this has to be done. So we brought in the shir 6 reasons. Let's see inside the Prima Gadim and the Psicha who goes through the reasons. So we're starting in the Prima Gadim. In the Mechon, it's on page Samach Beis, in the second column, starting with Ata. V'ata ovoi lefarish tam hadocha rishayna, hini rabbi by hadeis. There are many opinions, and what hadocha rishayna is for. Tam Aleph. The first reason. Das ha-ra'ah, rebetik ha-bayis, v'zeh l'shoynoi. The opinion of the ra'ah. Mipnei hadam shenisyabish ha-ponov. Because the blood dries on the surface. V'yesh lochush, la'achosh yanuach milutlet hadam utzir. And we have to be afraid that after the blood and seer come out of the meat, the salt draws out the blood from the meat, which takes between 18 minutes and an hour, and afterwards there's still seer. Seer is the meat juices. This will also be drawn out by the salt. There's a machlekas if this takes 12 or 24 hours. So long as there's either blood or seer coming out of the meat, the blood on the surface will not go back in. But after it's finished, after the tzir is no longer coming out, yehi nitach hadam v'nivla b'basar, the blood will soften up and be absorbed in the meat. V'ran perikol abasar hei v'yoy, the Ran brings the ra'ah, but the sefes beer explains a little bit more, she'ein hamelech maflit el adam lach. Salt only draws out the wet dam, lo'y mashin es yavish, but it will not remove the dry blood on the surface. Let's skip on to Tama Beis on the top of the column on Samach Gimel, the first column on Samach Gimel. Hatama Beis Hu Ta Das Haran. The second reason is the Ran. V'zeh l'shoni. K'dei l'rachach habosar. In order to soften the meat. She'im yehei nisyavish al panav. If the upper layer of the meat dries up, lo yehei koyach b'melech lahoitzi domoy. The salt will not be able to draw out the blood. Yun Shom, look there. Hine, das kulan mashma, the yesh aimim, usheba mordechai, hem achodim imuran. It seems from the achroinim that the yesh aimim and the mordechai is the same as the ran. Vechen hevin hashach by salaf, and the shach and oisalaf equates the yesh aimim and the mordechai to the ran. Ve eni yodea ech yitochen ze. I do not know how this is possible. De la haran hata machmas shinis yavish aponov. According to the Ran, the reason is because the surface dries up. And you have to soften the outer layer. According to the Yeshayim and the Mordechai, hatam k'dei l'rachach guf hachaticha. You have to soften the whole piece, sheyotza kol adam, in order for all the blood to come out. V'nafka mina tuva. And there's a big difference. De la haran ein tzorach l'shveis chatzi shah. According to the Ran, you don't have to soften the meat for half an hour. All you have to soften is the surface. According to the Yeshayim and the Mordechai, you have to soften the meat in water, you know, in order that the whole piece will become soft. The Mordechai holds that water will harden the meat and not soften it. He's talking over there about cold water. Cold water will harden the meat, and therefore he asks on the Yeshayim. But the Yeshayim and the Mordechai holds that the whole meat must be softened. And we'll see that this takes a half an hour. According to the Ran, all it has to be is soaked a little bit in order that the surface softens up. Hatama Gimel, Hudasa Mordechai. The third reason is the Mordechai, Shehamelach Yismali Midam. The melach, the salt, will fill up with blood if you do not wash the surface, because of the dam on the surface. But lo yehi koyach lahitzi adam, and once it fills up with blood, it will not have any strength to pull out the rest of the dam. Havavi yesham hashuv b'Mordechai. The fourth reason is, like we said before, is the yesham in the Mordechai. Hachamishi mishum dam she'al penei habasar. The fifth reason is because the blood on the surface, machmas doichak hakufitz choshev dam be'ein, because when the butcher's knife chops the meat, it will draw out dam be'ein, it will draw out blood to the surface, and this blood has a din of dam be'ein. And we said that dam be'ein, we do not say ayde detar lifloid dam lebala, that while blood is coming out, it will not be absorbed. But dam be'ein, we say it will be absorbed, and we also do not say da'adid yiflet dam de'day yiflet mashabola. We do not say that when it draws its own blood, it will draw out the dam be'ein. So since the surface blood has dam be'ein, therefore, if it's washed without salt being salted, the dam be'ein will aster the meat. Ve'avliya avtech shemalicha will be absorbed in the meat even during shemalicha. De'legabe dam be'ein le'sheach tarid ve'lekabel lekach poltoi. It's not sheach tarid, like we said. Le'sheach tarid, meaning, aydi, the tarid le'miflot le'dam le'bala, when dam is coming out, it won't be absorbed. Le'kabel lekach poltoi, which is another way of saying, Either the yiflat dam today, yiflat mashabala. Hashiji hu tamer rosh. The sixth reason is the rosh. Kivin shlehu dach berishayne. If it's not washed first, in koyach b'melach lahaflat kolkach b'shefa, the salt will not be able to draw out blood in large quantities. Upirish mixas lechutz. Since it's not drawing out a lot of blood, pirish mixas lechutz. V'yavliya terchach ticha will draw out some of the blood, and it will be reabsorbed into the piece. You do not say since it's not drawing out a lot of blood, it's only drawing out a little blood because it wasn't washed, so it doesn't have the power to bring out a lot of blood at once. Therefore, the blood will be reabsorbed. However, the wash holds that even if it is reabsorbed, when you do rewash it and salt it, the second salting will take out the blood that is absorbed. Now let's see the differences between the opinions. Let's go to the paragraph. Bein tam ha'ra'ol ha'ran. The difference of opinion between the ra'ol and the ran. Yishul kol echad kula v'chumo. Each one has a leniency and a stringency. Liha'ra'ol im hinichoy la'achar shir pleites tziroi. If you leave the piece of meat till after the tzir finishes coming out, nivla hadam b'seicha, the blood on the surface will get absorbed into the meat. Le'mahani melicha shenis, a second salting won't help. Kivan de'ein lo el adam ma'alma, since the only blood that's in the meat is the blood that is absorbed from the surface and has no blood of its own. So therefore, there's no blood of its own to take with it the blood that it absorbs. Le'yamrin kabbalah kach poltei b'malicha. We don't say kabbalah kach poltei b'malicha. This is like we explained in the last year that. We don't say similarly to the Hagola that if a pot absorbs taste through hot water, it can be put in boiling hot water afterwards to remove the taste. So we might think that you can say by Malicha that just like salting will absorb the blood into the piece, it could also remove it. So the Prima Gadam says that we do not say Kabbalah Kach Poltei by Malicha. The only time we do say Kabbalah Kach Poltei is when it has its own blood. When it has its own blood, we say Added yiflat dam de day yiflat mashabola. So Prima Gadam continues. V'chein im nisbashla v'yeshishim neged hachaticha. If after the tzir comes out and then the blood on the surface goes in, then the piece is cooked. V'yeshishim neged hachaticha, and the 60 against the piece. Any iser that's cooked needs 60 against it, because we'll learn that food can give taste up to 60. Afilu hachi hachaticha asura. Still, the piece is mutter. You can't say that the blood didn't move, because it moved from the surface and went into the meat. To further explain, we're going to learn in Sif Yud Aleph that, according to the Machaber, if meat was cooked before salting, if there's 60 against the piece of meat, then everything, including the meat, according to the Machaber, is mutter. This is because the Mechaber holds that either Dam Shapirish Mimakom LaMakom in the piece is mutter, or as the Taz explains over there, that by cooking any blood in the meat that comes out, if the 60 will be bottle, and the blood that does not come out will not move at all. So there's no blood here that moved. So therefore it's mutter. But in the case of the Ra'ad, if you waited till after the tzir comes out, and then the surface blood goes into the meat, in this meat is now blood that moved, and therefore 60 will not help to permit it, even according to the Mechaber. Harei Chumra, continues the Primogodim, Ulaharan Shor B'Milchoy Kamo, even if you left it in the salt till after the tzir comes out, Mahane Adachem Lichashenis, the Tamhu Ulabachich, washing and resalting it will help, because the reason is to soften the meat. And if it didn't soften the first time, the washing will soften it the second time. And then it could be salted. The Gamba Bishel, Iye Shishim, Refsim Ruba, Ebe Erev Shabbos, 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 Achticha. This piece of meat, even if it's cooked after all the tzir comes out, will still be mutter according to the Ramah that permits meat cooked without being salted in a Hefsim Ruba, to 60 against the piece. Kula Lehara'a, Im Nisbash La'en Tzarech Shishim, Kim Neged Dam Shalpanav, Loi Neged Kula. If it's cooked, you only need in the rest of the pot, in order to permit the rest of the pot, you only need 60 against the surface blood, the Hamelech Hoitzi Mimashi B'Secha, because the salting works to take out the blood that's inside the meat. The only thing the problem that's left is the blood on the surface. Therefore, if it's cooked, in order to permit the other pieces of meat, we only need 60 against the blood on the surface. Ula Haran, Tzarech Shishim Neged Kula, you need 60 against the whole piece according to the Ran, because the blood, there's still blood inside the meat, and when it's cooked, this blood will come out. Therefore, we need 60 to mevatel the whole piece, because we don't know how much blood comes out of the meat. Umiru L'didan D'Nasa Nevela, according to us, that the piece becomes a Nevela, Afla Ra'ah Tzarech Shishim Neged Kula. This is a rule which comes up throughout Issa V'Heter. This is something known as Chanan, which stands for Chaticha Na'asa Nevela. Let's take an example that everyone agrees to. If some milk spills into a pot of meat, so if there's not 60 against the milk, the meat now has a din of Basar B'Cholav. Now, if some of this meat is cooked in a different pot, we do not say that all we have to mevatel is the amount of milk that is absorbed in the meat. We say that you have to mevatel the whole piece of meat. This is because Chaticha Na'asa Nevela. The piece now has a din of a nevela and is completely usur, and therefore we have to mevatel the whole piece by other isurim, other than basar b'cholav. It's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah whether we say chanan, meaning if a piece of nevela falls into a pot of kosher meat and is not sixty to mevatel it. So according to the Mechaber, we say that each piece of meat absorbs only in proportion to the pot. For let's say one kazayis of nevela falls into 10 kazayisim of meat, so each piece of meat absorbs 1/10 of a kazayis. Then, if a piece of meat from this pot falls into another pot, 60 is only needed against the amount of issur that it absorbed, against the 1/10 of a kazayis. According to the Ramah, though, we say chaticha nasa nevela even by shari surim. This means that the whole piece has a din of the nevela, and therefore if one of the pieces from the original pot falls into a second pot, 60 is needed against the whole piece. So let's go back to the Prima Gadim. Umiyo l'didan d'nasis nevela. According to us, meaning the Ramah, that behold, chaticha nasa nevela, even by shar isurim, even by isurim other than basar b'chalav. Afla ra'ah tzarech shishim neged kula. Even according to the Ramah, you'll need 60 against the whole piece. Why? Because the blood on the surface will go into the piece of meat. Now the whole piece of meat has the din of a nevela, and therefore 60 is needed against the whole piece. Aflaman de Amar behefse meruba b'melichalei nasas nevela. By salting, it's a machloikis. Whether we say chaticha nasas nevela, whether something that becomes usur through salting will give the piece a din of a nevela. So in a hefse meruba, we say that salting does not give the whole piece a nevela. Mukal makan b'bishol achokach nasas nevela. So over here, even though the salting in a hefse meruba will not give it a din of a nevela, when the piece is cooked afterwards, the cooking will give it a din of nevela, so according to the Amar, will be asur even a hefse meruba. And 60 is needed against the whole piece. So again, the Prima Gadim wanted to say That is the difference between the Ra'an and the Ra'ah, that according to the Ra'an, you need 60 against the whole piece, and according to the Ra'ah, you only need 60 against the blood on the surface in order to matter the rest of the pieces in the pot. But he's saying, according to us, that we say, Chatech Nasa Nevela, even according to the Ra'ah, 60 is needed against the whole piece. Uvein Tam HaRan LaTam HaMordechai Kula V'Chumra. Between the reason of the Ra'an and the Mordechai, there's also a leniency and a stringency. The Ra'an Imricha HaBasar V'Chotach Achakach Nesech L'Shnayim. According to the Ra'an, if you soften the meat, and afterwards you cut the meat into two, Ein Serach HaDoch HaShenis, you do not have to rewash the meat, because the meat's already soft, and therefore it does not have to be washed again. V'ilu L'Mordechai Tzorach L'Adiach Shom. According to the Mordechai, there's no dam on the surface. The cutting will cause some dam to come to the surface, and therefore you have to wash it again. Shemelach Yismalei Shom Medam. If you don't wash it again, the salt will fill up with blood, and will not have the power to pull out the blood from the meat. Chumra. Im Nema Devan V'Yishomer Shemordechai Echadim. If you say like the Shach, that the Ran and the Yeshem and the Mordechai are the same, so Shri Alarachich. You'll need soaking. But according to the Mordechai, they were only worried about the surface blood. A good washing is enough. If you say, according to the Ran, that you only have to soften the surface, a good scrubbing will also soften up the surface. Umil Mordechai, below Yehudach Malach, af Malach Shenis, Gamken is Malim in Dam. V'em Bekoyach Lahitzi. We don't say, according to the Mordechai, that only the first time it fills up with blood, but the second time, that maybe there's a little bit less blood, it won't fill up with blood. The Prima Gaon is saying that according to the Mordechai, even if you salt it again, if the second time it wasn't washed, you have the same problem. And we say every time it will fill up with the salt, it will fill up with blood. Ubein tam Mordechai liyesh oimim kvar isbayer. The difference between the Mordechai and the yesh oimim and the Mordechai is simple. That according to the yesh oimim and the Mordechai, we need to soak it, and according to the Mordechai, all you do have to do is a good washing. According to the fifth Tam, the Smak, that we're worried that the surface blood has a din of Dam Bein, it has a Chumah on all the reasons. According to the Smak, you cannot wash and resalt the meat. According to all the reasons, and according to the Ra'ah, within 12 hours, you can wash and resalt the meat. The Prima Gaon makes one more point on the top of the next column. Umikal makam hanech roya deulakuli taimi im nisbasho balei hadachom licha shenis asa af mehevesim meruba. According to all reasons, if it was cooked without doing washing and resalting, it will be asa even in hefesim meruba, except for the ra'ah, that the ra'ah is only a problem after the tzir comes out, which is 12 or 24 hours. Let's go on now to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Tzorech lehadiach habosar koidem licha. One must wash the meat before you salt it. So the Taz brings first the reason of the Ra'ah, then he brings the reason of the Ra'an, and he says that the argument in Sif Beis that the Mechaber brings, according to the first opinion, if the meat was salted without being washed, it could be washed and resalted. And so, according to the second opinion, it cannot be washed and resalted in its usher. So the Taz says that the first opinion, which is the Rosh, holds like the Ran, and therefore since the meat was not softened, and the blood did not come out, so even if, according to the Rosh, that adds that some of the blood will go back in, but since it has its own blood, it could be washed and resalted, and then when it takes out its own blood, it will take out the blood that it absorbed. Then the Taz says that the Osrim, those that forbid the meat, even if it's washed and resalted, holds like the Ra'ah. Now this is a little bit hard to understand, because according to the Ra'ah, we said it's only a problem and if you leave the salt on till after 12 or 24 hours, till after the tzir comes out. So the Prima Gaon explains that the Taz means to say like the Ra'ah, but not exactly like the Ra'ah. Until now we explained that the Ra'ah holds that the blood on the surface will only go in after the tear is coming out. But the Taz will have to say that the problem would be, according to the Osrim, is that even right after the blood is finished coming out, The blood on the surface will go back in, even if its serum is still coming out. And since we don't know exactly how long it takes for all the blood to come out, so you're in a no-win situation. Anytime you wash it, either all the blood will not have come out, and therefore the meat is aser, or if all the blood came out, right away the blood on the surface will go back in, and therefore the meat will be aser in any case. The Rama says, "V'im hi dichoy ha-tabach, ein tzarach la-dichoy b'bayis." If the butcher washed the meat, it does not have to be washed off at home. So the Taz explains that even though, according to the Rama, the meat must be soaked, so we must be talking about a case where the butcher soaked the meat. The Chiddush still is that it does not have to be washed and soaked immediately before it's salted. According to the Shach, though, we'll see that once the meat was washed, b'di'evad, one does not have to soak the meat. So therefore the Chiddush over here would be that even though the butcher did not soak the meat, if he did a good washing, it's good enough. V'im'acha she'edichai chatach chal nesach lishnayim, oy lishloisha, oy she'hissu talfei raglayim l'acha docha, tzarech l'achzor l'adicham. The Mechaber says, if the meat was cut into two or three pieces, or the Rama adds, if the hooves were removed after it was washed, you have to go and rewash the meat. The Rama says, v'im'lai asukein habik li'hudach klal. If one did not rewash the meat, it's as if it was not washed at all. This is because the Rama holds that the main reason is according to the Mordechai. So therefore, since there will be new surface blood, it has the same din as if it was not washed at all. Then the Rama continues, Hadachas habasar lachatchila yizor l'shroisei neged chatzisho. You have to soak the meat a half an hour, ulhadichai heitiv b'mei ha-shriya, and wash off the meat well in this water that's being soaked. It has to be soaked because it's cheshesh lechatchila for the Yeshim and the Mordechai, and it has to be washed off well to remove the surface blood, according to the other opinions, the Mordechai and the Smak. Aber im lai shavar rak hedichai heitev, sagilei, if all you did was wash it well, it's good enough. So according to the Shach, this means even if I did not yet salt the meat, I still do not have to go back and soak it. Rabbi Kivegel says later on in Sif Beis that this is only where I salted the meat. But if I did not yet salt the meat, I have to go and soak the meat. So the Rama continues, V'achar kach yamtin ma'at shi'taftafu ha'mayim koidim shi'yim lechenu. You have to wait until the water drips off before you salt it. Sh'layimas ha'melach min ha'mayim v'layetzidam. In order that, the salt shall dissolve in the water, and then it won't be able to take out the blood. That's the washing. Now the Rama tells us something else. It's the minig not to use the utensil that the meat was washed in. This is because some of the blood on the surface might stick to the kli, and therefore if I use it for something else, this blood will go on the food that is being used in the kli. So the Taz says, V'davka davalach b'tzainan ad yavish b'roiseach. You can only not use the kli for something that's either wet, or even if it's dry, if it's hot, you can't use the kli. So the Rebbe Kvega says that this, you see from the Taz, that something that's dry and cold can be put in the kli. Why? Because you can just wash off the thing that's used in the kli afterwards. Therefore, it can be used, and after you use it, you wash off the thing that's the food that's used in the kli. So the Rama continues. V'im nishtah ha-basar b'shuyasum yes leis. Ha-basar v'gam ha-kli yasurim. If the meat is soaked for 24 hours, the meat and the kli is usur. This is because of something we'll learn later on in Sif Tezvav. Kovush k'mavushal. Soaking has the same properties, the same effect as cooking. And since we'll see that cooking meat before it's salted will usur the meat, we'll learn about this in Sefer Aleph. So therefore, soaking as well will answer the meat. We'll see the more details about this in Sif Tezvav. Right, look, come on, Simon, there. I will parkas meis leis on the hak, but less than 24 hours it could be soaked, because kavush does not have an effect until 24 hours. Ba'af b'mokam shenesa kli, even if the kli becomes aser, mutu lachot zor v'lishreis boi. One can go and soak more meat afterwards, if you don't soak the second meat for 24 hours. We'll see that even if you do soak the second meat for 24 hours, it's still mutter, because by that time, the blias and the kli will be ena ben yomo, And we have a rule that Blius and Akli, once they're in a Benyoma, once they're not, within 24 hours of being absorbed, these Blius become Livgam, they give a bad taste to food, and therefore they do not Aser. The Gemara concludes, Din Basar, Shem Mole Kerach, meat that's full of ice, Ketzer Noingam, Im Shriyase, Hayyusokot, Ayin Le'el, Simen Samaches. As learned above in Simen Samaches.